Bree, Maggie Hare, Lodi, California, May 9, 1908. Mrs. Harold G. Bree Wangarata. Dear Sister Maggie, I will write you only a few lines at this time. I am sending with this a copy of a letter I have written to Dr. Caro. You understand the circumstances of this family, for you were with us when Dr. Caro's mother and wife and children, in response to our invitation, came to occupy the cottage close by us. There was no other place to which they could go, and we made them as comfortable as we could. They remained with us over a year, and we supplied their needs, supposing that when Dr. Caro should come to his senses, he would return to his family. In the action he has taken in stealing the children, Dr. Caro has acted like one insane. I send you a copy of a letter to Sister Caro, that you may understand how I regard the situation. We are now at Lodi, attending the camp meeting. The meeting is drawing to a close, and we expect to leave here Sunday morning. We are leaving the grounds a little before the meeting closes, hoping to meet some of the brethren who are looking for a site for the Healdsburg School. The lot of land that the brethren have in mind is near Sebastopol. Professor Reed is very anxious that Willie and I shall see the place and give advice as to whether we should settle the school there. Yesterday, one of the brethren of the Lodi Church took Sarah and Minnie and me in his carriage to look at the orchards and vineyards about this town. The country is very level, and almost as far as the eye could reach stretched beautiful orchards and well-kept vineyards. We have had an interesting meeting at Lodi. I have spoken several times. There is a good outside interest. A number of our people are settling in and about Lodi. The church numbers about 150. I would be pleased to see you once more. We hope to hear of Sister M. Caro through the daughter Edith, who is at Mill Valley. I understand that she has seen the children, but we have received little definite information besides this. Edith worries constantly in regard to her children, and she has grown very thin. I feel very sad over her case. I know that the father has not judgment to manage his children aright. He will let them do as they please.